Welcome to the June 25th, 2007, Monday edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Thank the Lord. As you all know, I spent the last week of my life on the road for a total of, in my case, 5,600 and some change miles. Now, I want to equate that a little bit because I was doing some analyzation regarding this issue, and I, you know, the car that we went up there in, the cubic feet of the car could be no bigger than the size of, I would say, a good-sized pantry or a large linen closet. So if you imagine for a minute, you put a linen closet on wheels, and you get in the car, and you put John Statmiller in the car, and you drive for 2 days nonstop. Pretty much nonstop. We drove all night and beat ourselves up physically pretty badly. But you know, when you do that, if you're put in that small confine with people for a long period of time, especially realize, folks, that not so much John. I know John pretty well. It has a tendency to get a little testy, get on people's nerves simply because of the fatigue factor that sets in. But you put somebody else in the car that you don't know, and literally you're getting to know, and it could turn into a weird situation because, you know, this is Randy Weaver is a person I've never met the guy before. I have to tell you, and I'm going to share some stories about that when I get back. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this issue. I want to make my announcements first. Remember, you know, this gas out that I've been talking to you folks about, Exxon and Mobil. Don't buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil. I paid close attention as I was driving up there about, people buying gas. If I passed an Exxon station, I'd look and see, you know, how many people were in there at any given time. And I was noticing the gas prices all the way up to New Hampshire and all the way back. And curiously enough, it has a tendency to, obviously the prices go up when you're on a toll road because they've got you trapped. You can't go anywhere. But if you're, you know, if you're just on the highway and so forth, the prices tend to be a little bit less expensive. And then there are certain areas where the gas prices are just, obviously, they're gouging you because there's nothing else for miles around. At any rate, I think, and this is my own personal opinion, that this gas out thing, not buying any gas at Exxon or Mobil, is working for twofold. First of all, I didn't see a lot of people shopping for gas at Exxon or Mobil, not as many as were at other places. But the second thing is the gas prices overall, even on the toll roads, are not anywhere near as high as I would have expected that they would be. At this particular point in time, because obviously this time of the year is the high travel point for people going on vacation. So if you've been those who have been putting the word out, I'm not buying any gas or at Exxon or Mobil, I commend you for that because it seems to be working at least to a point. We don't know how much money we're saving, but imagine how much we could be spending if we weren't putting it out. Now, I want to mention to you, this is an open phone line day. I have no guests today. So feel free to call in with any questions or comments that you have regarding the Brown situation. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my experience, my perceptions of what happened up there. I think, you know, it's cause for excitement because really the word's getting out. I'm going to go into that after the break. I've got some things I want to report on. I listened to the archives of John Statmiller's show Friday. He was able to do his show. Unfortunately, I was traveling. I'm usually live in Round Rock, Texas. I'm not there right now. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona on different equipment. So if I sound a little bit weird, it's because I'm coming through to you on different equipment. At any rate, I'll be back after the break, get into a little bit of the story. Phone lines are open. Call in 800-313-9443. Look forward to hearing with you. Stick with me. I'll be right back.
C Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. And, boy, I'll tell you what, were we running down the road trying to loosen a load last week? What a trip. But before I get into that, I want a couple things. I want to thank Tim Wingate for doing my show all week last week, because I know a couple of times he was doing Edna Lane Brown's show as well. And that's a lot. If you haven't done this, folks, it's really a lot. It's really mentally exhausting to do this. You get prepared for a show, and then you do the show and so forth. So a guy that's doing that, then he turns around and does another show back to back. I really have to give him credit. He did a good job. I also want to thank, personally, I want to thank the donors, people that gave donations in to make that trip possible. Art in Maryland. I want to thank Michael in New York. I want to thank Stuart in Austin, Texas for giving us the donations that were needed in order to get Randy Weaver up there. Honestly, I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Unfortunately, the donations ran out about Indianapolis, so the rest of it I paid out of my pocket. But that's okay. It's no big deal. I wanted to mention, now, as always, every day on my show, before I get into my show, there's an announcement. I announced that if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, and I'm going to expound on this a little bit today over the Edna Lane Brown issue, folks, because it's getting big. I'm going to get into that in a few minutes. But anybody, that wants to order a copy of Freedom to Fascism free of charge, simply email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. And I emphasize, you know, you guys, if you have a copy of it, that's fine. Share it with your friends. This situation, as I mentioned on my show last week, you know, we at RBN, we have a lot on our plate. We have a lot of things to do. We prepare for a show. We've got other things going on. We're doing research and looking at stories and so forth. And really the last thing in the world that I wanted to do is to get in the car and to drive 4,600 miles to go up to New Hampshire. Not that I wouldn't love to see Edna Lane Brown and see their situation. It's just that there's a lot going on. And Randy Weaver refused to fly. So at that point, I had no choice but to drive him up there. And with that, what I want to mention is it's, and I'm going to get into this in a few minutes, it's live, I'm looking at something on the screen here, folks. Yes, to the engineer, the callers can come through there. That's okay. I don't know how to type it in, and I'll get distracted if I do. So at any rate, Ken, go ahead. Put the callers in there, I think. Yes. At any rate, back to where I was talking about. The freedom to fascism, I'm going to ask, you know, this is getting a lot of attention now. I'm going to go into that in a few minutes, folks, but you need to. This is very important at this point in time. If you have a copy of Freedom to Fascism, share it with your neighbors. Call your friends, neighbors, relatives, and whatever. Have a party. Have a barbecue. It's summertime. Get these people over and get them to watch it, because we need as much exposure on the Edna Lane Brown situation as we can get. The facts are that they did get a lot of exposure. What's interesting, and I'm going to go into this trip a little bit with you, some perceptions that I had of it. I'm going to get into a couple of things that I witnessed while I was up there. But at any rate, this is getting mainstream news. And ironically, the only people or the only nation that is not being made aware of this on a national level is us. Because there was a satellite truck up there from CNN International, and the press conference was broadcast live throughout the world in its entirety. Isn't it funny that the United States is the only nation on the planet that did not have the opportunity and the privilege of seeing it live? I wonder why that is. Well, I'll let you draw your own conclusions to that. Let's see. You have to forgive me for a second, but I'm getting used to this new equipment, folks. And when the callers call in, I have to have a screen pop up here that allows me to know that they are there, and I'm having trouble getting that screen up. So, with that in mind, anyway, let me tell you a little bit about this trip. We left, and I listened to John Stadtmiller's show Friday, and with all due respect to my friend John Stadtmiller, I have to correct him a little bit. No, John, we didn't leave at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. We left at 10:30 in the morning. That being said, we drove up to, it was Springfield, Missouri, that we drove straight through, talked to Randy Weaver. We rendezvoused with Randy in Springfield, Missouri, and waited around there for about an hour at a truck stop, a T&A truck stop on there, and met a few other guys with another network that kind of convoyed with us on going up there. And what's funny is that we rode all night. Now, if you've ever been in a car and you've driven a long, long distance, it is taxing on the body. The normal smart thing to do is to drive maybe 10, 12 hours a day maximum, rent a room, and you know, sleep and get up the next day and start all over again. But John Stadtmiller and I and Randy can't be accused of being real smart. So we continued to drive straight. Supposedly, you know, we were going to trade off, and one person asleep and the other person would be awake and so forth. It didn't quite happen that day or that way. We couldn't sleep, so all of us were wide awake, drove all the way through the night. We changed off a couple of times in driving. And the afternoon. I would say it was mid-afternoon the next day. We were in New York, and we'd all felt like we'd been beat up by 10 big men, with the exception of maybe John. Because what's funny is that if you've ever done that and you've ever driven all night after you've driven all day, you have no energy. Your body feels like a piece of lead. So what was surprising to me is that we're driving on highway, whatever it was, I don't even remember now, but we're going through Buffalo, New York, and there's a sign that says Niagara Falls. And John pops up and says, "You want to go to Niagara Falls?" And before anybody can answer him, he's making a right turn to the exit to Niagara Falls. So I guess we're going to Niagara Falls, whether we like it or not. So we took a little break, drove 16 miles on a main street to Niagara Falls, as opposed to a freeway. We had missed the freeway, so we went through town. John pulls into a tourist site while Randy and I, you know, got out and stood up and stretched ourselves, and comes out about 5 minutes later saying, "Guess what? We're going on a boat ride." Well, that's the last thing in the world I feel like doing, is going on a boat ride. At any rate, to make a long story short, John goes over and goes on a boat ride. I don't know whether it was up next to the falls or under the falls or whatever it was. But if you've ever seen a Long John Silver's seafood shop with a big sign up where the guy in the green raincoat, you know, Long John Silver, that's what John looked like. So Randy and I saw Niagara Falls, which I'd never been to before. That was an experience in itself. But at any rate, we wind up driving most of the way. We got so tired that we rented a room, spent about 6 hours in the room, and then made our way the rest of the way up to Plainfield, New Hampshire. And I had a plan, as you all know, that there was a couple things that I was going to get done. I had outlined part of the plan to you. We didn't get to accomplish all of what we wanted to do. There were time constraints and a couple of glitches that were involved there. At any rate, we wound up going to see the sheriff. John and I went to see the sheriff in this Sheriff Prozo in Newport, New Hampshire. Spent about an hour with the guy. And what I found interesting about that, this gentleman is he's been in the law enforcement for 37 years, and he's now the high sheriff, if you will. But he came from a place of being chief of police, which is, you know, tells you a little bit about him right there. What I found unique about this guy was he was a talker. He was a nice man. He was a talker. He had one of those New England accents. Talked for about an hour, and when we would ask him a question, he was really good at talking and sounded really well, but he reminded me a little bit of Richard Nixon because, you know, if anybody knows about Richard Nixon, he could talk for 5 or 10 minutes and never answer your question. At any rate, he had said that he has no control over the Fed and his county and really had no business, you know, or had no authority there at all, which is a matter of speculation. It's a matter of opinion there because people are telling me, you know, like Jack McLam is telling me that that's not true. Yes, he does. What I found interesting is that John, and by the way, I give credit to John because if I had done this by myself, I would not have been able to get the affirmations from this sheriff that John got. John asked him straight up if he would be opposed to, if the sheriff would be opposed to a citizen grand jury investigation of this matter. And, you know, of course, he prefaced it by a few stories and so forth, which I would not have been able to do, folks. So I give John all the credit in the world for that. I'm glad that John went along, and what was accomplished up there was accomplished because of John. And it certainly wasn't because of me, because I had I was going to take a trip down to the courthouse and see the judge personally along with Randy, but there was a couple of twists and turns that happened in there that did not allow us to do that at any rate. So with that in mind, we went down to see the sheriff. We spent about an hour with him, and what's curious is I found up at the top of his office, above his door, there was a plasma TV that he had the sound turned down, which was always tuned to Fox News, and he did mention that that's where he gets all his news from. Well, that should tell you a little bit about him right there. At any rate, he did not oppose a citizen grand jury, which we are investigating into, and I understand that there are a couple of other issues that are going on regarding the Browns. Now, I want to say this, that us bringing Randy Weaver up there, I think, was the smartest thing that anyone could have done, because if you go back to the incident of Randy Weaver and Ruby Ridge, the feds had an 11-day standoff with this man, and now the same thing is happening again 15 years later. And now the Fed is not only confronted with the catch-22 situation of Ed and Elaine Brown and moving in and having another Waco on their hands, but they're also, now they have the additional exposure of having Randy Weaver there, who's already been through this. Okay, when we get back, I'll continue with this. Phone lines are open. It's 800-313-9443. Stick with me. I'll be back in 3 minutes with more.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from, not Round Rock, Texas, but I'm in Phoenix, Arizona right now, folks, on different equipment. So if I sound any different, well, that's just because I've got different equipment. My board guy tells me that I sound pretty good. So any callers that call in, if you've got your opinion on that, I'd be happy to hear it. Anyway, on the Randy Weaver thing, you know, this has been, and I mentioned this on my show before I left, is this has been an impasse. It's been a catch-22 for... You know, for the government, you know, they moving in there is going to look like another Ruby Ridge, and they don't want that to happen. So initially, that's why I went up there, even though I didn't really want to go up there and drive up there. I did it because there's got to be a peaceful solution to this, and I believe that a citizen grand jury may be it. Now, what I was going to do was I was going to go into the judge's chambers with Randy Weaver, and I was going to try to appeal to his emotional level, because as we all know, or most of us know, his wife was on the 1986 space shuttle that crashed, Krista McAuliffe, and I wanted to kind of bring that to his attention very tactfully, along with the pictures of Randy Weaver's wife and daughter, and also kind of tie that in with what Ed Brown must be feeling in protecting his wife.
ask him straight up to his face why it is that he filed an appeal on their behalf, which was very odd to me. And if I know that if he could file an appeal on their behalf and he can convict them in absentia, then he should be able to overturn this conviction on a technicality. Unfortunately, I never got there. But what we did get done with the sheriff is positive. Now, one thing I want to mention to you is that on the way up there, I had the opportunity to get to know Randy pretty well, okay? And back when Ruby Ridge happened, I saw, you know, snippets, bits, and pieces of it. I didn't pay as much of attention to it probably as I should have because it didn't affect me and I was just another dumbed-down American. However, I had the opportunity to actually allow Randy to relive that in telling me verbatim, meticulously from A to Z what happened in that experience. And I could only imagine. He went through the whole story. Ironically enough, what's funny about that is that my wife happened to tell me, I'd called her that night, and she happened to tell me that at that particular point in time, or that day on the Discovery Channel, she happened to watch a documentary on Randy Weaver. And Randy had told me that there's been 12 documentaries that have been made about the Ruby Ridge incident, along with a movie with Randy Quaid that was made about the incident, and none of them depicted the exact specifics of what happened during that siege. So I had the privilege, and I want to thank Randy for sharing that with me. I know it was a tragedy, but I can always say for the rest of my life that I had the privilege of sitting with Randy Weaver and having him recount to me in the minutest detail of what happened during that event. And I equated that, and I thought about it, and I thought, you know, we're on our way up here to the Browns' home, and we're looking at the possibility of that type of a situation happening again. And this is why I say, folks, and I go back to freedom to fascism, because you want to take the effort, take the initiative to get it out, share it with your friends, tell them about the Brown situation, bring as much attention to this as you can. Now, speaking of attention, I'm going to talk about this press conference a little bit. And again, I want to give John accolades. Now, I know that there's been a portion of this press conference that has been released, and it shows some snippets of Edna Lane Brown, and it shows some snippets of Randy Weaver and so forth. And it's very well done, and I commend the guys that did that. I want to mention that this conference was broadcast live via satellite from four different networks. One was CNN International, so it went all over the world live, which means that everybody in every country throughout the world got to see what we had to say in its entirety, with the exception of us here in the United States, which I think we all know the answer to that question of why. Also, WMUR had broadcast it in its entirety, and my son happened to watch that, and he went in. I talked to my son. He said, yes, he watched it in its entirety because WMUR was broadcasting it. And when I instructed my son to go back in and download it so he could send it off to a couple of people, it was gone. It had been replaced with a conference that had taken place the week before with this Detective Monnier, which it was talking about arresting any of the supporters, which is more propaganda being put out, you know, fear-mongering to scare people, because nobody that was up there at that conference was arrested that I know of. Now, don't get me wrong. There was an arrest made the other day by a fellow, I believe his name is Joe Haas. And you have to forgive me, folks. I've been on the road all week, so I haven't been, you know, keeping up with, you guys probably know more about current news than I do because I've been recovering. I've moved. I'm, you know, just now getting set up here. But there was a gentleman up in New Hampshire that was arrested for sending an email. And from what I understand, it's because he was notifying the city council or whatever up there. When the feds come in, they're supposed to basically sign in to a county or a state or whatever and let them know they're coming, and they didn't do that. So this gentleman, Mr. Haas, informed him of such, and he was arrested because he said, wise up or die, in his email. As opposed to live free or die, which is the state motto of New Hampshire. So they took that as a threat, and they arrested him, and he's out, from what I understand, on his own reconnaissance. And ultimately, like the other two times they've arrested him, the charges, I'm sure, will be dropped. At any rate, there are a number of things going on. One is the possibility of a citizen's grand jury. One is the what Ed or Joe Hawes had mentioned to the feds. And there's another one coming up, and I'll tell you about after the break. Stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Tell me now, would you know me if I came sneaking up behind? I don't know. Just makes you wonder who may come sneaking up behind you. Anyway, getting back to my story here. So we've got a number of different issues going on. We got the distinct possibility of a citizen's grand jury. We have a number of people working on a number of different angles here. And I didn't, like I said, I've been out of town all week, but I did hear about this thing where this Joe Hawes, I believe is his name, has got arrested. That's another facet. And then there's also a guy that, by the name of Clarence, Daryl or David Clarence, that is talking about taking it out of the federal court and putting it into a sovereign court. I don't know a heck of a lot about that, but I do know this, folks. I got the sense, I got the feeling by, Randy Weaver being up there that the feds, as long as he's there, he's kind of like an insurance policy. They're not going to do anything. that, there's a microscope that is put there right now with Randy Weaver being up there, and it's a good bit of insurance, and there's a distinct, well, in my opinion anyway, there's nobody coming in there while Randy Weaver's there. Let's see, what else did I want to cover on this? Oh, yeah, as far as the press conference itself. Now, there was Ed Brown, and I'm sure that a lot of you guys have seen it. If not all of you have seen Ed speak, you've seen Elaine Brown speak, and I think there's a clip of Randy Weaver speaking as well. What I noticed about this, and I was paying close attention to the reporters. By the way, I spoke for about 10, 12 minutes and had a few questions by the press. And also, John Stadtmiller spoke before me, and I have to commend John again because he made some very salient points regarding this whole situation. And from what I understand, I talked to John this morning, and he says that when these gentlemen get back, Terry Melton was the freelance videographer that filmed this in its entirety. I talked to CNN International, and I also talked to WMUR to see if I could get the video in its entirety from them, and what's interesting is that they have already clipped it up, and they do have the original, but they will not give it out. You can draw your own conclusions to that. I have no idea why. At any rate, I was watching the press, and I was watching their reactions, and during my part of the press conference, I said, I want you to think about something, folks. Now, when they're talking about taxes and there is no law, there was a couple of reporters out there that were kind of smirking about the whole thing. And this is when Ed Brown was talking. And when I got up there, I specifically asked the question, who was it when you first filed an income tax return? Where did you find out that you had to file? Was it from your parents? Was it from your accountant? Was it from your lawyer? Was it from your employer? Who told you that you were required to file a tax return? And there was a dead silence, and there was an answer that came from a reporter on the left-hand side. It was kind of a smart answer that said, well, I just get my packet in the mail every year. And I said, sir, with all due respect, that is not what I asked you. I asked you who was the first person that told you you were required to file a return. And he repeated the same answer again. And at that point, Ed Brown came up and kind of took over for a moment and expounded on a few particulars with this guy. But, you know, the point is that the outcome of this, folks, is that the input that I've gotten from other people is that there were a couple of favorable reports that were put out about this by the press, and I want to thank those people. There was a station up in Michigan, I don't remember. I caught it off one of the callers that called in on another show, that was a very balanced report on the situation. Now, again, we have the unbalanced reports, one coming out of A&P. Which I'm going to read to you. But for the most part, WMUR didn't give him a very favorable report, but I watched the expressions on the faces of these reporters, and I would have to say that there was a good half of those reporters that were paying attention, that were listening. There were other ones there that were looking for an opportunity to provoke or to throw a monkey wrench into the rhythm of the press conference, if you will. And they almost succeeded at one point. However, it went off pretty well. But what I want to do here is I want to read. This is out of A&P, and I want to show you. Now, I was there. I saw it firsthand. I went from A to Z. I spoke at the conference. I saw the whole the rhythm of the conference. I saw the points that were put forth, great, excellent points put forth by Ed and Elaine Brown, salient points put across by John Stadtmiller. I elaborated on a few of those. Randy, with his input, of course, he was the highlight of attention because he's already been through this once. And then you have the people that are just looking for anything they can do to spin it, to turn it around in the favor of the government. And this is an article that I want to read to you about how they can spin an event like this. And then I'm going to read and then I'm going to comment on it. It says, convicted tax evaders Ed and Elaine Brown say there's no law requiring them to pay taxes. Now, scholars say their arguments are frivolous and misguided. Oh, really? Scholars say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who are these scholars exactly? Now, I want to preface this by saying, folks, I have been, and a lot of you know, that I've had my own problems with the Internal Revenue Service, and I can tell you that I have, and this is probably stupid, but I have read the Internal Revenue Service Code cover to cover. I have done that. I have read portions of the code 2 and 3 times, but I have indeed read the code from cover to cover. So when these scholars say their arguments are frivolous and misguided, I want to know who those scholars are and why they say that, because I disagree. Continuing, it's likely the Browns hold up in their fortress-like home and defying federal officials, or their supporters will be swayed. They never passed the 16th Amendment, said Brendan Kelly, chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. They just said they did. Kelly and like-minded protesters said the tax-creating 16th Amendment wasn't actually ratified, thus income taxes aren't part of any law. This is when it started, he said. They started the Federal Reserve Bank and all this nonsense that stole freedom from the country. The Browns had hoped to win their case using that theory, but it did not serve them. They were convicted and sentenced to more than 5 years in prison for failing to pay their income taxes. They have since fled to their... Now, listen to this, folks. They have since fled to their Plainfield home.
Hmm, I see.
Okay, I can understand if you're at home and they're coming after you and you want to leave, you would flee. But how? You don't flee to your home. You return to your home because that's your home. That's your base. But do you see the buzzwords, the spin they put on this here? So it says they have since fled to their Plainfield home, which Ed Brown describes as a castle. Their cause has rallied anti-government and militia activists to their 110-acre home. Well, maybe that's true, okay, but it's also rallied many, 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 many thousands of people, if not millions of people. It's brought to their attention that, hey, you know what, we've been asking for years to show us the law, and they won't do it. And it's really sad because I go back to, even in the days of Irwin Schiff and Bob Schultz, okay, and now it's Ed and Elaine Brown who have, you know, bravely taken this stand, and they're saying, no, we're not going anywhere. You're not putting us into a prison for a law that doesn't exist, or if there indeed there is such a law, show us the law. Well, wouldn't it be so much simpler just to show them the law and then let them surrender, as opposed to all this rigmarole and all these people showing up with all these press conferences and people like me and John Statmiller and Randy Weaver getting in a car and driving all the way up there at listeners' expense, okay, to make a statement when if there was a law, all the government has to do is produce it. So these scholars, Mr. A&P, I don't know, he won't even give his name in here, it's just from A&P. These scholars that are saying that... what did they say here? Let's see. Their arguments are frivolous and misguided. Well, that's what the Internal Revenue Service says all the time. I've seen that, documented several times, even in my case. But even though they don't say it, well, I mean, why can't they just come up and say, hey, here's the law, and then everybody could just go home, be happy, and then file the returns? All right. So, let's see. The bottom line is show us the law. We will pay what you ask. Ed Brown told reporters invited to a news conference at his home last week. They can't do it, folks. Legal scholars and historians say they can do it. This has been adjudicated at the U.S. Supreme Court level, and they're the ones that, in fact, decide whether the laws are constitutional, and they've decided that, in fact, the 16th Amendment is constitutional, said Michael York, the state's librarian. Really? Well, gee, then I would suggest they talk to Bill Benson, who has gone to every state and looked at the documentations and found out. Now, believe me, folks, this is not my argument, okay? But I do know, because I have done the research, that yes, indeed, the 16th Amendment was not ratified. And even if it were, it wouldn't make any difference. But Philander Knox, on his way out of office, as I think he was Secretary of State in 1913, signed that just before the Christmas holidays and asserted that it was ratified and then walked out of office. Okay, it wasn't ratified. As I said, even if it were ratified, it would not make any difference because it doesn't change anything. Okay, Stephen Black, a professor at Franklin Pierce Law Center and an expert in tax law, said the Browns' arguments aren't valid. The fact is, we live together as a country, Black said. Here's a good one. There are costs that we, the people, have agreed to via our representatives, and we have to pay those somehow. Nobody likes paying tax. This is the argument. This is such so nauseating because this is the same propaganda that they give us all the time. Nobody likes paying taxes, but if we're going to have an army to protect us, if we're going to have freeways to go in between states, if we're going to have homeland security, if we're going to have the Food and Drug Administration, which makes sure the milk that I drink is pasteurized, then each of us has to come up with our fair share. Does that sound familiar, folks? Whatever that fair share has to be, Black said. Now, let me expound. I'm going to expound on this particular sentence for a few minutes here. I'm going to read it again. Nobody likes paying taxes, but if we're going to have an army to protect us. Now, any of you scholars out there that have been down and done the investigative research on the Federal Reserve and how it works, knowing that the Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express, and knowing that they can print as much money as the government wants to pay for anything that they wish, and knowing that there is not one penny of our alleged tax dollars that go to pay for any of this stuff. What it does go to pay for is it pays for interest on a national debt. That's all it pays for. It says if we're going to have freeways to go between states. Well, hello, somebody there? I just heard a little click there. You know, let me pause for just a second. Ken, if we have callers on the line, let me know because I can't get this thing to Okay. All right, fine. If we're going to go between states, if we're going to have we're going to go take freeways in between the states. Well, let me just remind you that our states, i.e. the Trans-Texas Corridor, is being paid for by Cintrus. And what is it, Macquarie out of Australia. They are privatizing our freeways. They have behind-the-scenes deals going on with Safety LU, and you can go in and Google that, SAFETEA-LU, that are ultimately privatizing 80 different freeways throughout the country and converting them into toll roads. So this guy that makes a statement like, if we're going to have freeways to go between states, well, guess what, fella, whoever you are, we paid for these freeways through our tax dollars. We paid for the maintenance of these freeways through our tax dollars all along, and now they are being privatized and sold out to foreign corporations, so we, the people that paid the taxes on this to begin with, can now pay tolls to drive on them. So I'm sorry, I disagree with you, sir. If we're going to have Homeland Security, whose idea was Homeland Security? Homeland Security is controlled by, or it's it, the top fella in Homeland Security is none other than Michael Chertoff, who is a former Russian KGB agent, a KGB agent. Okay, nobody wanted Homeland Security but our Führer, George Bush. And George Bush has an approval rating right now of about 26%. He shouldn't even be in office. He has, and I've reported on previous shows, that he has violated or he's lied over to us over 800 times. And I believe just recently I heard some little snippet that him and Cheney have just declared themselves above any kind of law whatsoever regarding having to answer any questions to anybody. So I would say that pretty much he's declared himself Führer, and so is Cheney. If we're going to have the Food and Drug Administration, well, now there's another one for you. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, that's the people with Codex Alimentarius, which I've had a couple of guests on my show in the past that we've talked about that. If we're, which makes sure that the milk I drink is pasteurized, then each of us has to come up with our fair share, whatever that fair share has to be, Black said. Oh, the guy's name is Stephen Black, a professor at Franklin Pierce Law Center. I see. Well, Mr. Black, what I would suggest you do is I would suggest that you go back and you do the research about what's really going on here, sir, so you can make a statement that is commensurate with the truth, not this spin that you're putting on it. The Browns and their supporters maintain the 16th Amendment is false. They say not enough states ratified it. Those that did ratified different versions, and Ohio wasn't technically a state when it voted. Now, again, I say, folks, that it's not my argument. It wouldn't make any difference to me whether the 16th Amendment was ratified or not, because it wouldn't make any difference on the Supreme Court rulings about what the tax is all about to begin with. However, the Browns are correct that enough states did not ratify it, and those that did ratify it, they ratified different versions. They changed it. They changed the wording of it, which they cannot do. They didn't have Xerox machines. They had to copy things by hand, Black said, explaining the minor differences among versions adopted. Anti-tax activists cite Ohio as one of its reasons to blast the 16th Amendment. Ohio wasn't technically a state until 1953, although it was accepted into the Union 150 years later. But York notes that even without Ohio, the amendment still had enough state support. When I counted them up, there were 42. They needed 36, he said. Mr. Black, I have to say that you need to go back and do your research, sir, not on what people are feeding you, but what the truth actually is. So this is WMUR, Channel 9, New Hampshire, that's reporting from A&P. And what's interesting is they'll take an A&P article and they'll just slap it up there as opposed to having any of their reporters actually doing any research on it. But does that surprise anybody? It doesn't surprise me. You've got these media shills, these media whores, if you will, that parrot the New World Order sentiments and put out this propaganda to make people think that the Browns are up there just because they're tax evaders. Well, a lot of us, or most of us, know that they're not. And this is why I keep going back to freedom to fascism, folks. And this is why I keep promoting freedom to fascism, is because this is the time. This is the center of attention. These people are taking a stand for everybody. They're taking a stand for you. They're taking a stand for me. They're taking a stand for all of us that are being raped by the system that is nothing more than a fiat system. This money is not, it's worth only what they have instilled into your mind to think it's worth, because the United States declared bankruptcy and became a corporation in 1933. They went off the gold standard in 1933. And, you know, back then, the money used to be worth something. I'll get into that in just a minute. I'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Stick with me. I'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately.
The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment coming up here, and I was talking about the United States actually declaring bankruptcy and becoming a corporation in 1933. I'll continue with that in a minute, but let's go to Roger from Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. And now let's cut these reporters a little slack. After all, if you're going to believe in the concept of the messianic, that is, salvationist state, then, you don't want to learn trifling little concerns like base constitutionality or enabling legislation to get in your way.
Yeah, okay. I tell you what, I will say, as I said, I heard a couple reports that there was really favorable, unbiased, balanced reporting that was done from a couple of them. But for the most part, that they were slanted. And the reason that they're slanted could be any one of a number of things. It could be that they just are so dumbed down that they just don't have a clue. Or it could be that they're being told. Or it could be they're being edited. I don't know. Ultimately, I do know this, Roger, and that is that my sense is, from seeing what I've been seeing, that this is growing larger and larger by the day. And even on our trip back, I noticed that as we went into gas stations or we went in, I even stopped at a rest stop at 3 o'clock in the morning, okay, and went in to use the services in there, and I came out of a bathroom. This is in Tennessee, Roger, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Came out of a bathroom, and there was a maintenance guy that was sitting in a kind of a cubicle over in the corner, and he was talking to a woman. And I overheard him say, you need to tune in to RBN live. And I walked into the room and I corrected him and I said, no, you need to tune into republicbroadcasting.org. And to my astonishment, not only was this guy a listener, but he was educating this other lady who was educating her daughter at the same time and wanted all the information that she could get to expose this to her neighbors and friends. So we are waking up big time, and this is the catalyst. I think this is the incident or the situation that's going to do it, Roger.
Oh, by the way, deferring back to the republicbroadcasting.org is actually a better website title than the one that was used before, in that it sounds sort of less commercial, and it's the full spelling. See, before they could misspell, was that RBN or DN, and now it's, nobody can misconstrue Republic Broadcasting, spelled out other than, abbreviated form without the acronyms. In other words, now Drudge mentioned Ed and Elaine Brown last night on his show, and I think he might have even played a newsy bite clip, and then Drudge added dryly, pretty much established that you have to pay taxes.
yeah.
Now, of course, he left out the bit. Was that by a convention of fear of thugs with criminal thugs with arms? Is that what you mean? Yeah. Well, we can accept that. But other than those qualitative factors, he left out, established.
Go ahead.
He left out established and solidified law, et cetera.
Go ahead.
The Congress could well force through, if not an amendment, they could certainly force through an enabling legislation, but they don't want to draw attention to that. That'd be a pretty ugly thing to actually even just create enabling legislation to nail it down.
Right.
So let,
good points. Listen, I got to run, man. I got a break coming up. All right. Thanks, Roger, for the call. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to go to Georgia and Florida when we get back. Stick with us for the second hour coming up. I've got more for you, so I'll be right back. 2 minutes. Stick with me.
Bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
A message for all.